I'm Chris Barr, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you to find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. I've been blessed to have been on a few missions trips around the world in my life. They have been some of the greatest highlights of my life. Riding on a motor scooter through the middle of Kuchala, Mali, on market day with my wife hanging on the back will be an experience I will never forget. We were there to do construction work on a women's and children's hospital that was showing God's love to an entire region of the country. We also needed to be prepared to give our own personal testimony if ever the opportunity should arise. If you're anything like me, you think, why would anyone want to know about me? And my salvation story is not that exciting. Or maybe your story is so personal that it is hard to share with others. But the truth is that all of our stories are personal and unique. That uniqueness and personal story is a very powerful and effective way to communicate God's love to others. In Acts chapter 24, Paul is defending himself before the governor Felix and gives a gospel message laced with his personal journey of his confrontation with the Jews. In chapter 25, before the new governor, Porcius Festus, Paul appealed to have his case decided by Caesar. In chapter 26, Paul gets to tell his personal testimony to the whole entourage. I consider myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa. I am going to make my defense today against all the accusations of the Jews, especially because you are familiar with all the customs and controversies of the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, spent from the beginning among my own nation and in Jerusalem, is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that according to the strictest party of our religion, I have lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand here on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers. I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priest, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme, and in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and a witness to the things in which you have seen me and all those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. To this day I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to the people and to the Gentiles. Not many of us have a testimony with a visual sighting in interaction with Jesus, but all of us, if we know Jesus as our Savior, have had a personal confrontation with him, and that is powerful. Notice some of the things he told in his story. He told of his life before Christ. He recounted his confrontation with Jesus. He told of his post-conversion life. He then lets them know that he desires above all else that they know Jesus the way that he does. In verse 28, Agrippa rejects the invitation. The outcome of telling our testimony is not up to us. People are on their own to accept or reject the gospel message. But letting others know what Jesus has done for us is very powerful. So don't be scared when you think about your story. The Apostle Paul's, though very unique, didn't always change people. But it didn't stop him from telling it. So get out there and tell your story of what God has done for you. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyrhills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.